flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Radio Row in New Orleans. A busy day here. It wasn't that busy yesterday. It was like half full, Radio Row. But now media creatures all over the place. It is disgusting. You should thank us for being here so you don't have to. Before we get back into the conversation about the Eagles' offensive coordinator, we did have media night last night, which was at the Superdome. There were fans there. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what the win is if you're a fan going
to this
thing. I
thought the same thing.
Yeah, you can't really hear anything. You can't see anything. You don't get autographs or anything. I don't know. It's cool to see all the players if you can't go to the game, I guess. And there's so much media around everybody that I think it's hard to get good questions out. But that said, Saquon was one of the featured players last night, and he talked about almost going to another team in the NFC. Here's what he had to say. So Saquon said he was pretty close to going to the Chicago Bears. Now, Joe Shane said that when we watched,
Hard Knocks.
Yeah. I just, like, sometimes there are forks in the road for lives, for organizations, for the future. Dude, can you imagine if we didn't have Saquon Barkley this year?
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd be a 10-17.
Yeah, we might be talking about Nick getting fired. Yeah. Maybe they don't even make the playoffs. It's certainly possible they don't make the playoffs. It's even likely they don't make the playoffs,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
10-7, they may have snuck in there.
Yeah.
You know, Washington probably wins the division.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, right. You know, so they're not a wild card.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it certainly would not be where we are right now. And kudos to Howie for getting the deal done. You know, you know what happens in those situations. You know how he is in on it.
Yep.
The agent knows Chicago wants him badly. You talk to Saquon and figure out if you had your choice, where would you want to go? He obviously wanted to be here, but you also got to get some guarantees and some money stuff situated. And Howie got it across the finish line. And that's how those negotiations go down. Because he certainly sounded like he wouldn't have had any problem going to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, and the way he laughed, he's like, it was closer.
Yeah,
closer than a lot
that means
thing.
The money was there.
Yeah.
That means
yeah.
Chicago offered him nice money, and he's like, okay, can Philly top this?
Yep.
And
we'll get close to it, put it that way.
Sure. Yeah.
So they don't have to live in Chicago.
Right.
Oh. Miserable.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's from this area.
He's from the Northeast.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm a Midwest guy. Come on.
Yeah, I like Chicago. I love
yes,
living
I'm
in Chicago. The other thing, it's hugely different for us. And for him, mm-hmm. You know, the Bears were not good team this year, you know.
Yep.
Now that there's a quarterback there, but who knows how many years it's going to take for that
exactly.
quarterback to grow into what he is.
And they didn't have this offensive line.
No.
And so it not only changes this year, it might change the entire trajectory of the Eagles organization.
And Nick's, of his career.
Of Nick Sirianni maybe gets fired. Who knows what happens with Jalen this year? All these sorts of things. And then we're talking about a guy who had a ton of talent in Saquon and had a couple of good years, but nobody was talking about Hall of Fame
nope.
with Saquon Barkley.
Nope.
Nobody was talking about 2,000 yards. Nope. Nobody was talking about MVP. So the course of his life and his career completely changed by that one decision, which was made by who knows. Like, it could have been made, who knows? Like,
right.
what the one final thing was that made him choose the Eagles over the Bears. But, man, oh, man, just the difference in we have a different Super Bowl. We're not here today, you know, most likely, all those things.
No, I mean, like you said, sometimes it's just fortunate, man. And we were in a great position to be able to do this. Quite frankly, the money that they paid out to some guys last year, this pales in comparison. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
AJ got more money.
Right.
Right?
And Bryce Huff got more money.
Devontae Smith, Dickerson got more money. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So this sort of fit with Saquon, and they gave him, nobody's sneezing at $26 million guaranteed. So that's nice money for a running back from that standpoint. But for Howie to recognize the importance of having Saquon Barkley and recognizing that talent. I'll tell you this also, playing this division and getting to play that team up the turnpike played in his decision too.
I'm sure, yep.
He realizes, oh yeah, I get to show you guys twice a year.
Yeah, it's funny because he always wants to squash that stuff publicly, but it's inside of him.
Yeah, of course it is. He's a competitor. He's a competitor. He's not one of these mean-spirited people, but at the same token, he's hurt to some degree by how he wasn't appreciated by the Giants.
Yep.
You're going to make me beg for my supper?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Okay, I'll show you. Really, you're going to pay him? Me and Daniel Jones, good friends, whatever. But you're taking care of him instead of me? Nah, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And you could hear it in his voice, by the way, when he was talking to Joe Shane on Hard Knocks.
Yep.
And Joe Shane was like, well, we're going to let you test the market or whatever. You could just hear the disappointment in Saquon wanted to be a Giant.
Yep.
He wanted to stay a Giant. He didn't care that he wanted to be good, but the fact that...
But he wanted to be a Giant.
Yeah,
he wanted to stay a Giant.
The fact that their outlook wasn't great was not making him leave.
You know? He wasn't running away.
Right. All right. I know.
Man.
Everything's different.
And now we just erased his whole career in New York.
Yep. It's like it didn't
One
even
year.
Happen.
Yep. Yeah. And we're talking about an all-time Eagles team. I mean, we talked about it. But
and he lived in the biggest market in arguably the world.
Yeah.
New York,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And was never seen in the light that he's been seen in this year.
Never.
He's never been seen in this light nationally
by
the way he has this year.
Not just – he was a I wouldn't say disappointment.
To some degree, though.
But when he got picked with that pick, everybody's like, what do you
– Everybody else was disappointed.
Yeah, why are you spending this pick on a running back?
Yeah.
And then the team was bad, and he's the best player. I don't think anybody blamed that on him.
Right.
But he certainly –
That was a Gettleman thing.
Yeah, he didn't go through what he is going through in Philadelphia.
I always have to point out that I was one of the few people that defended the pick.
Well, you're a contrarian.
Yeah. By nature.
Well, I'm a running back guy.
Yeah, you are a running back guy.
I wanted Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Listen.
You did.
You like talent. You like talent.
John Robinson.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Eagles look like the front runner for the offensive coordinator position is Kevin Petullo, who is their pass game coordinator. Here is the Twitter question. Do you want the Eagles to go outside the organization for offensive coordinator or from promote from within? So it's outside the org or promote from within. Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
I would say from within, promote from within. And I'll go 68.
Outside the org, 75.5.
Wow.
Yes.
Everybody wants them to go outside the organization.
Well, me and Spike win. And Spike win.
We don't win.
Finally.
We're not going to ever talk to one of these people. So 215-592-9494. Paul in Woodland. Whoa. Paul in Woodland, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? How's everything?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
All right, man. You know me, I trust Howie. I trust Jeff, so. I really don't have no preference, inside or out. Whatever they do, I'm gonna be cool with. I'm kind of
easy to say when we're at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Were you really cool when the combination of Howie and Nick decided to make Matt Patricia the defensive coordinator 12 games into the season last year?
You know, I wasn't cool with that, but it was a lot going on at that time.
Okay,
it was a lot
going
on. We was stinking it up, so yeah. But
okay.
I'm not high on Kellen Moore. I really don't think he did a good job this year. Like, And I watched that Green Bay game. That was like the worst game, chance game I've seen ever. Like, I mean, I just think Kellen Moore only had like three good games he called all year. The first game and the last one we just had. Like, I don't know. I've been saying this all year. So I'm happy we're in the Super Bowl, but I think that's because of our talent. Kellen Moore ain't have as much to do with it. It seems like this Nick offense anyway. So whatever we do, man. We're going to win Sunday, and that's all that really matters. Whoever they hire, we're going to be cool with because we're going to be on cloud nine from the Super Bowl, man. Let's go. Go Birds. Y'all both have a good day, man.
All right, Paul.
All right, Paul.
Well, the question is,
it's kind of a good point.
Yeah, the question is it Nick's offense or is it Jalen's offense? To a certain extent, right? I mean, I don't know what the answer to that is.
Well, it certainly isn't Jalen's offense.
Well, now it is not. Yeah. Yes. But after the bye week, it's not Jalen's offense.
Right.
Yeah. The 215-592-9494, do you want them to go outside the organization? Jack and I say yes. Ike says no. We'll get to your calls right after I talk to you about your windows. Because I care about you. I care about you. Now, we're in warm New Orleans right now, but you are in the most likely in the cold Delaware Valley. And in the cold, you got to worry about your old drafty windows, that cold air coming through. You know, your house stays cold. Your heating bill goes up. You got to take care of those old drafty windows and doors. And Guided Door and Window has extended their big discount through the end of February. 40% off every window, 40% off every door. Just imagine walking into a store, you see something's 40% off. That is a lot. So it's 40% off every expertly installed high energy efficient replacement window. You're also going to get free high performance low E glass. 40% off any door. Any insulated entry door, sliding patio door, storm door, garage door, whatever it is, buy now, pay later, interest-free financing up to a year, and this will only go through the end of January. This is your last chance. Don't screw it up. Me to you. So if you need new windows and doors, I want you to call 877-GO-GUIDA. Talk to our friends over there. They'll give you all the details. You can even set up a free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Jay in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
How y'all doing?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing, Spike and Ike and yes, Jack?
Yep, man. Yeah.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah, just wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. About the offensive coordinator thing, I'm a little bit conflicted. I guess I would be more better if they went outside, but I know. I don't really know. I mean, I don't really know about the dude, Kevin Petula. That's his name?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that they think about offense coordinator. Yeah, I don't really know that much about him either. Maybe when Joe Shane gets fired at the next year, we could bring him back, you know?
Shane Steichen.
Yeah, you mean
Shane Steichen.
Or does he mean
Shane
Dable?
Steichen, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when Shane Steichen gets fired next year after not making the playoffs, maybe we could bring him back, kind of like what the Niners did with Robert Saleh, bringing him back as defensive coordinator.
Maybe bring Doug back?
Nope.
Chip, Chip's got a job. Yep.
Yeah, Chip. I think he signed with somebody in the NFL or something like that.
Yeah, the Raiders.
He's going to be Pete Carroll's
offensive coordinator. Yep.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. I think it's. I got a friend that's a Ravens fan, right? And he said he's tired of his team wasting these 14, 13 win seasons and not getting to the Super Bowl. But we a little bit step. Above that, you know, I would like to, you know.
Because we've gotten here twice.
Yeah, we gotten here. And we need to start capitalizing and you know, getting some more trophies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the Eagles can come out on top in this game. The Chiefs are going to be a tough out. They got a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. When they played us in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I was a little bit surprised that the Chiefs were sort of able to slow down our rushing attack that year, because I thought we was going to run all over them 2 years ago. I ain't going to lie. I was maybe way too overconfident. But Steve Spagnuolo, I think he did a good job of slowing down our rushing attack. And I just hope we can you know, get that second trophy, man. We you know, when you get to these Super Bowls and you got really good teams, you know, you got to, you know, start capitalizing. You're not going to win every Super Bowl. Like, the Patriots won 6 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. They lost 3, though. But they capitalized when they got there more than they did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just hope we can do that this Sunday and you know, give that trophy that's back in Philadelphia, you know, to some company, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take, yeah.
Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. Well, I mean.
We'd like them to win.
Well, yeah. getting this Super Bowl is fun this week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just getting there feels great last week and this week.
Yeah.
But there's a very thin line between, you know, a great era of Eagles football and an era we just look at as missed opportunities.
Yeah, right?
As you well know.
I know about it.
Yes,
yeah.
As you well know.
Yeah, they really started to go after I agree.
Yeah, well, but, you know, they lose on Sunday.
I like that.
Yeah, they lose on Sunday, and having lost twice to the same team in three years.
That'd be the first thing I'm going to say.
Yep. Same team in 3 years.
Wasted opportunity.
And that three-peat, two-thirds of it will be against us.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we will be looked at as a team that, like, you know, everybody looks at Lamar and Josh Allen as couldn't get it done. You know, those teams couldn't get it done. But if you keep losing, it doesn't matter where you keep losing.
Sure.
Nobody will say, well, at least they got there.
Right.
Especially
not here.
Yes.
That's what 22 was about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're not doing that one again.
No.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing after. It really was. It was the reaction to losing the last Super Bowl was embarrassing.
Really? Because I wasn't in town.
It was almost as if it didn't bother anybody.
It was the oddest thing I've ever seen. It was we lost Super Bowl. They blew a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl, yeah. And people were like, well, that was, you know, it is what it is.
I will say this, in all fairness, they felt that we would be back.
And they were right.
And we're back.
But now you got to close it.
Yes.
Like, I don't think the reaction's going to be the same this time.
I don't either.
It's gotten back. It's not pre-Super Bowl angst, which I will miss every single day of my life.
Yeah.
But I think the actual Eagles anxiety is back in the fan base.
There's so much at stake with this game, right? Obviously, for the other side, we three-peat. We done talked about that, but when you look at it from our side.
By the way, you have to pay Pat Riley just for saying three.
Oh, man. I can't say that anymore.
Yeah. We're a smart guy.
We're going to put a jar right here on the table. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no. But for us, we talked about the positives that could come from a Super Bowl win. But the fallout from another Super Bowl loss, now you start questioning everything.
Yes.
Now, I'm not telling you that the organization is all of a sudden going to flip the team upside down or the coaching staff upside down, but a lot of questions will be asked. And Jeffrey Lurie, listen, he won a Super Bowl, but he's obsessed with winning another. Mm-hmm. And when you feel like you've done your part as an owner, as a front office, because that's really what your job is to supply the head coach and the players with what they need to go win.
Yep.
So you just supply the head coach with good players.
Yep.
We all believe this is arguably the best roster in football, right? We all believe that. Well, with that comes pressure to produce. You don't get to be the little engine that could.
Right.
As if you overachieved.
Right.
Like a loss on Sunday, you start having the question, can the quarterback win the big one?
Yeah, or the head coach.
Can
like, if you got the right guys. Yep. Like, that's what happens. I mean, it happened in Tampa to where they couldn't get to the Super Bowl, so they had to get rid of Tony Dungy. They brought in
Gruden.
John Gruden.
Yep.
It happened in Indianapolis. They couldn't get out of the AFC playoffs. Then they brought in Tony Dungy.
Cincinnati. Yep.
Like that's – it's this is the stuff because the owners are going to sit there and say, hey, I'm giving you all the talent you need. I'm paying all the players. Everybody's happy, and I ain't getting what I want out of this.
I want a championship.
And I want a championship.
And the other thing that we've mentioned that we all have to stare at is next year we have the year after for Saquon, which we – with as much as workload, I hope it's great, but
sure.
It ain't going to be this year,
no.
One would guess.
Yep.
We have Josh Sweat is a free agent. We have Mekhi Becton as a free agent. Zach Bond is a free agent.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of questions.
Yeah, the team's
Darius
changed,
Slay
man.
Is
yes,
a free
man,
agent.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, Josh Sweat was at the podium today,
yeah.
And they asked him about switching agents.
Yeah.
And he said, this is the biggest moment of my life.
Whoa.
The game on Sunday should be the...
Yeah, yeah. Not signing with Drew Rosenhaus. Yeah.
Can we lock in a little bit?
Josh, like, no, I'm about to get paid.
That's right.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I have to tell you, I want to be a fly on the wall with a meeting with Drew Rosenhaus that Josh Sweat walks out and goes, that was the biggest moment of my life.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you imagine...
He's played this is the second Super Bowl.
Can you imagine if he has two sacks Sunday?
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Why is price that?
Yeah.
So let me ask this.
Yeah. Garrett who?
So, exactly. So are we all assuming that we're not going to re-sign Josh Sweat?
That seems to be everything I read, is that I think he's going to get overpaid based on what the Eagles think.
And they're going to let somebody else
him.
Overpay.
Yeah. Yep. But this smells like a let the Eagles let somebody else give him too much
they're
money.
They're going to let Nolan Smith move in that position.
Yep.
Who's the other end?
I don't
Jalen
know.
Hunt.
Jalen.
Nah.
Bryce
Huff. Not ready.
Yeah.
But are they?
I forgot about Bryce
Huff. Bryce
Huff.
Yeah. My bigger question is.
Cheerleading.
Are they going to let someone else overpay Zach Bond, or are they going to do what it takes?
I think they make Zach Bond a priority.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Well, especially if they lose.
And
Josh
he's cheaper
Sweat.
Than yeah. those other guys.
Yeah.
He's going to be cheaper than Josh Sweat.
Right.
Mekhi Becton. Like, if the linebackers don't get paid unless you're Roquan Smith, Fred Warner. Like, you're one of those guys.
And Bond's better than both those guys.
Well, this year he was, for sure.
I saw the estimate on Bond's contract at $14 million a year.
See, I don't know who I was talking to. I told somebody, like, between 11 and 15.
Yeah, well, he's put himself in that position. And who knows what happens on Sunday.
Right.
You know, that can stick in somebody's mind.
And the last time they were in the Super Bowl, they let T.J. Edwards walk.
Yep.
Well, that would prove to be a mistake.
Yep.
Although they did end up with Zach Bond, then they're here 2 years later. But regardless.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should promote from within for the offensive coordinator, hire Kevin Petullo, or look outside the organization? Ike says promote from within. Jack and I say look outside.
Yes.
Coming up next in New Orleans, we are once again, like it or not, joined by Elliot Shore Parks, Tuesdays with Elliot, even in New Orleans. We have that next, along with your calls. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.